We're on the air.
Yeah. All right. Well, my father was the oldest boy, but there had been two girls before him, and one of those girls died, but he had an older sister, Inger, I-N-G-E-R, Inger, and then it was my father, and then he had six brothers, and of course he was the leader, always the captain, because he was the older, and so he used to tell a story about how they used to play ship, and they used to have the bed was the ship, and he was always the captain because, of course, he was the older. But he turned out to be the one who became the captain too, and so he went to sea when he was just a young kid. In fact, there were so many children that it seemed a help for his mother to send somebody, one of them, up to her sister. And so she sent my father up, and he went up and lived with his aunt and uncle up in the country away from Bergen when he was about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. And this uncle, by marriage, had a boat, and they had a farm way up on the hill in one of the fjords, and the dirt that was on the farm had been carried up by baskets on the backs of people till they built up enough soil to have a farm up there. And one of the funny things that he told about was that they owned half a horse, because they owned a horse with the neighbor's farmer. So, of course, he owned a half a horse. So it sounds crazy, but they were nice people, and they had no children, so they were interested in having Dad come up there. And he used to sail this little boat up and down the fjords, and he told a story that later on, when he was older and he'd come back to live with his mother and father in Bergen, I don't know how long he was up there with the aunts, but then he took jobs with boats as sort of cabin boy or help auxiliary on fishing boats and things like that. And one time they got into a he was on a sailing vessel, and I think he was a cook or cabin boy or something on the sailing vessel with the man, and it got to be very, very bad weather, and the fog was so heavy that they didn't know where they were going. And Dad said, well, he knew this territory because he had sailed it when he was smaller. And so he was able to guide them to safety, and that sounded like a very wonderful story. Dad used to tell lots of funny stories. He told a story about when he was a mate on one of the ships, and the captain had taken his family with him, and there were two little girls in this family, and the girls loved rice pudding, and so the cook had made rice pudding for them. But the boy on board the ship, the boy that helped the cook, was busy in the kitchen, and the rice pudding was boiling, and it looked like it was going to burn. So Dad, who was the mate, came in, and he said to this fellow that was cooking, well, give me a rag, and we get it off the burner. And so they grabbed a rag that he saw, a dish rag, and picked the pot up from the side, and something slipped into the rice pudding. And so when he got it over onto the bench, he said, what was that fell in? And boy said, well, this is soap. Because he had been washing with a piece of soap. So Dad said, was there something else? He says, yes, there was a comb. So then, well, they had the rice pudding, so they got to the, served it in the, to the captain and his family, and the little girl was so fond of it that she was sort of finishing off. She got the hold of the spoon, and she was, the big serving spoon, and she was using that to get the last of the remains on the spoon. And she said, you know, this tastes funny, she said. It has a different taste. And that's all right, her father said. It's good. You can eat it. And so that was all right. And then the father asked later on, what was it was in this? Was there anything in that pudding? And my father had told him, yes, there was a piece of soap that fell in, but we dished it out. But he didn't tell the old man about the comb because he thought that was better not to say. So every time we had rice pudding, we always thought it was the best of our story about the cook that dropped the comb and the soap in the rice pudding.
What kind of comb was it?
Oh, just a pocket comb.
Wooden?
No, I mean bone. It could be bone. They made the comb.
Because it's hard to think of a non-plastic comb for me.
Oh, no, a bone comb.